CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have wrapped up their call on ending the war in Ukraine. It lasted 2 hours or so. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs at the White House.
President Trump knew exactly what his agenda was going to be like for today's call, and he told us yesterday that he had just a few more things that he needed to iron out with Putin. So if this phone call lasted around 2 hours, that is a good sign that there is something happening.
The Russians called the conversation frank and detailed, and there may be other positive indicators.
There was a social media post from President Putin's special envoy posted on social media that he thinks that the world is a safer place today, thanks to what President Putin and President Trump talked about today. So that seems like a positive sign. We're getting signals that there were things accomplished on this phone call.
The White House has just issued a statement saying the two leaders also stressed the need for improved bilateral relations. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. As the closely watched Wisconsin Supreme Court election approaches, the Democratic National Committee is expected to announce its earliest ever new election cycle investment. The early move comes as the race between liberal-backed Judge Susan Crawford and conservative-backed Judge Brad Schimmel sees record investment, with more than $59 million already spent in the race. The DNC plans to fund phone banks to connect with voters, assist ground operations, and mobilize thousands of volunteers across the state. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that they can help protect rare plants and endangered animals through their income tax forms. According to a press release, Wisconsinites can make a donation to the DNR's Endangered Resources Fund on their tax forms, with the donations being matched and going directly to conservation efforts. Officials say there are over 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species in the state that are either endangered, threatened, or seeing population decline. The city of Rice Lake has announced the oil recycling station on West Allen Street will be closed. The city council considered the future of the site this week and determined that the cost of relocating it was about twice as expensive as simply closing it. Officials say the oil recycling station was one of the largest in Wisconsin by volume and often had trouble with spills or people dumping chemicals they shouldn't. The city eventually decided to close the site and redirect residents looking to recycle their oil to the Barron County Waste Oil Collection Facility. The Village of Fairchild will look to the community to decide how it will fund a new full-time police officer position. The department has been made up of part-time officers for years due to a constrained budget situation, and village officials have already decided that there will be a full-time officer again. The referendum will determine whether that position will be funded by taxpayers or if the village will need to seek an operated loan that would require interest payments down the line. The referendum will appear on the April 1st election ballot. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a 5-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's weather forecast is brought to you by SureTight Construction. Raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. There's no job too big or too small. Find them at SureTight.com.
Mostly cloudy but still mild today with highs in the mid-50s. Winds become breezy tonight and rain rolls in early tomorrow morning, mixing with sleet and then over to snow by the afternoon. A winter storm watch has been issued as 3 to 7 inches of snow is possible. I'm meteorologist Britt Emerlau. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
SureTight Construction has been raising the roof on quality and craftsmanship. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, they specialize in residential and commercial projects. from siding and seamless gutters to asphalt, metal, and flat membrane roofs. Need a custom shed or garage? They have you covered. Visit SureTight.com today or call 715-720-0212. SureTight Construction, where your dreams become reality.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Dom Salvia.
Next time, 617,000 Wisconsin food insecure residents targeted by DOGE. Plus, which voting bloc will be most impacted by the trade war retaliation? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number 2 of the big program. Appreciate you being here on Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Beautiful weather, spring weather, a little overcast, sun poking through in downtown Madison, the world headquarters here. Zommers, great day to be alive.
Sure is. I did think it was Wednesday this morning for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. I did. I don't know why, but I was like, great, we're going to see Pat and Trigby today. And then I came into the office and I'm like, no, we're not.
That is tomorrow.
Not Wednesday.
That is tomorrow. Pat Kreitlow of North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, will be here. And who knows what else? Work on a couple of things for this week involving movies. So,
ooh.
Yeah, there's a little tease for you. I want lots to get to, including what's worse today, a cable phone company dispute edition. More news stories, of course. But I want to start off this hour. I'm dressed mostly in black today for a reason, for those watching on the stream, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. It is time for a memorial service in remembrance. After 37 long and glorious years together, I am sad to announce the passing of my CBS mug. Yes, it happened after the show yesterday. All right, we can bring that down. It happened after the show yesterday. I got this mug at the CBS store in Manhattan. And as a senior in high school, my friend Carrie Anderson and I went out to see Garrison Keillor at Radio City Music Hall. And I was working for CBS affiliate WRCO and Richland Center at the time, now part of Civic Media. And I got this mug. And I used it partner every day. I worked at WRCO. I took it to college at WSUP, back to RCO. It's moved countless numbers of times. It's been packed away, kept safe. It came with me here to Civic Media when I came back to radio, and it's been with me but yesterday it was sitting here on the counter, and I had my hands full of stuff. There was stuff on the counter next to the mug, and I was talking to Zommers, and I picked up my stuff and swung around, and I knocked the cup off onto the carpeting where it met its untimely demise.
Yes, it shattered. It was very tragic.
And go ahead.
it just the shock on Todd's face, and immediately, just a couple seconds of stunned silence, and then that is bad luck.
I know. We both said at the same time, this is bad luck. We don't know what's going to happen, but that was bad luck. Yeah, I took a moment to mourn And then I got on eBay. And I believe now I have found a replacement cup courtesy of eBay. What was it, Zombers? $35, $36?
Something like that.
Something like that. So I've ordered it. So when it comes, I will have a ceremonious unpacking here on the show for the replacement of our CBS, longtime CBS mug of 37 years. But so today I'm using my not-so-old CBS This Morning mug from the Charlie Rose or O'Donnell Gail King days, which, you know, it's a fine mug. Dave says, my condolences and deepest sympathies, Todd. I'm sorry for your loss. Thank you. Thank you. My sister watching down in Texas with the matriarch of the Holly family, Lisa. They're down there. And she says, oh, no, I'm so sorry. Look, it's a joke, everybody. Tom and L.A. Tom says, if that's not a sign of things to come, I don't know what is, right? It was funny that was Zomer's, both of our immediate reactions, like, oh my God, that's bad luck.
Yeah, it's...
I didn't even have any salt to throw over my shoulder or anything.
Oh, I should have given you some. I always have salt with me.
It's like my grandma Alba, we'd say, Grandma, you're not super... She was a good Christian woman. And I said, you're not superstitious, are you? And when she'd pick up salt and throw over her shoulder, and she'd say, well, no, but it don't hurt any.
Fair enough.
Brian in Milwaukee says, sorry for your loss. Thank you. I appreciate it. We're just, obviously, it's a little joke here. It's just a cup. It's a material thing. But it's one of those things. Do you ever have something like that, Zomers, where you've had a long time like that? Just, you know, your life doesn't revolve around it, but it's just something that's consistent with you.
I mean, I mean, like a lot of kids have a stuffed animal like that. Mm-hmm. Mine's in a box now, but yeah, I've got Rumple Bear.
Rumple Bear.
Also, right. I had a mug that I got. I was a junior groomsman in my uncle's wedding.
Oh, nice.
So, little, I don't know, 7-year-old in a tux standing up there with the groomsman. It was fun. And I got a mug. It was a really huge glass mug that was transparent, and it was kind of like had the patterns of a grenade, but inverted, you know, where it's got like the bumps, but it was the ridges that were pronounced, not the bumps. I loved that mug. I used it a lot, brought it to college. I was washing it in the sink in the bathroom one day and dropped it less than a centimeter onto the, like just a little bump on the drain stopper for the sink, and it shattered entirely. Yeah. And I was like, wow, that is unfortunate.
If you hit glass the right way, it's all over. Oh, well. Here it says, one listener at WMDX, bummer, one time someone I worked with accidentally broke my favorite coffee mug. Sad day. Yeah, such is life. All right, much more important things to talk to you. Thanks for humoring me there. 855-752-4842. Before what's worse, I want to do this little quiz for you. You probably heard about measles outbreaks happening in Texas and elsewhere around the country, outbreaks happening when not enough people get vaccinated. The measles virus is super contagious, and vaccination rates of 95% is what it takes to prevent the disease from taking hold in a school or other community. But with declining vaccination rates, the U.S. overall has fallen below 95% to a 92.7% vaccination rate for measles. It's most common for kids to be vaccinated for measles when they're first enrolling in school. Now, here's your multiple choice quiz for today. The question is about Wisconsin's measles vaccination rate for school kids. Well, this is great because I don't know this. I don't know this. So we will see what they're... So here's the quiz for you. Wisconsin is A, at no risk for measles because our kids have the second highest vaccination rate in the country. B, safe for now because the vaccination rates for our kids is just above the 95% rate. C, at a slight risk because measles vaccinations are below 95% in some communities. Or D, at high risk for measles because Wisconsin's vaccination rate is 49th of the 50 states. Would you like to any tries of that, Zalmers?
I was screening phone calls and did not hear all the answers,
fine.
Unfortunately.
It's fine.
One person texts in D.
D. All right, somebody listening, D. Yeah, we'll just get right to it. Unfortunately, the answer is D. Children in Wisconsin have the second to worst vaccination rate for measles.
Wow.
Only Alaska is worse. That's according to Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
That is abysmal.
Wisconsin's rate is 84.8%, well below the 95% rate needed to prevent an outbreak. Many of us are vulnerable to an outbreak of measles. Measles is preventable by vaccinations, but only if we achieve herd immunity, when enough of the population either vaccinated against or is immune because they once had the disease. When you get vaccinated, you helped protect infants. Who can't get the vaccination until they are 12 months old? And the few people who are unable to get a vaccination for health reasons. Wisconsin wisely requires children enrolling in public or private school to show proof they have the required immunization. The problem is lawmakers have made it too easy for parents to exempt their kids from vaccinations. And that's why this is happening. In Vernon and Clark counties, less than half of children, kindergarten-aged children, have both recommended measles shots. Say that again. In Vernon and Clark counties in Wisconsin, less than half of kindergarten-aged children have both the recommended measles shots. If you're unsure about your own vaccination status, you can get a test that measures the level of antibodies against the disease in your blood. Little factoid, not one I wanted to pass along, but important. The bottom line, folks, get vaccinated. Get your kids vaccinated. And no, science has proven vaccinations do not cause autism. Period. I've heard Dr. Lyerly talk about this several times on this network.
One thing that I always think of is, even if they did, which science has proven beyond a doubt, they do not cause autism. Even if vaccines cause autism, would you rather your child have autism or be dead and also spread a disease that kills a bunch of other kids? Come on. Am I wrong, though?
I don't know. I didn't look at it that way. I mean, I don't think that's a great choice, quite frankly.
It's not, but it's an easy one.
I think the important thing, the important takeaway is that vaccines don't cause autism.
Yes, that is the important thing. They do not cause autism.
Is there any St. Patrick's Day beer left anywhere?
Probably somewhere.
John and Boaz, 855-752-4842. John and Boaz, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Yeah, I would like to bring up our president and his Alzheimer's disease, which is apparent. Well, because of his irrational behavior.
I know people that have Alzheimer's and dementia, and I'm not here. I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to diagnose. I don't think that we have clear evidence that he has that specific disease. I think certainly there's something wrong with the guy. He has a lot of other mental health issues, I'm sure. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I clearly the guy is affected by something. But I'm not a doctor, John, but I always appreciate listening. And, John comes from the land of the mastodon out there in beautiful Boaz in southwest Wisconsin. Come on back. We will take more of your calls. Whizzler and our very own Jane Matinere is on the line. 855-752-4842. The Todd Oddball Show. The day after drinking on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I didn't drink that much.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Utah adopted universal mail-in voting in 2013, with no widespread misuse in its 12 years. March 6th, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature approved an amended bill to end it in 2029, despite 76% of state voters supporting it. HB 300 was even more draconian just weeks ago, requiring voters to return their ballot in person so ID could be shown. Such a move would have ended the convenience voters like about mail-in voting and created a burden for rural and Native American voters who might live hours from a polling place. The Utah News-Dispatch reports that the amended bill phases out universal mail-in voting in 2029 rather than immediately. But in the interim, voters must obtain a state-issued voting ID by 2026 and provide four digits from that ID with signature matching as a backup. The voter ID would be free only to those proving they can't afford it. In 2029, voters can opt in to a semi-permanent 8-year vote-by-mail list, and election officials would rely only on the voting ID number for identification. Voters could opt in at the DMV, polling places, or the state's voter portal. The bill also extends the ballot return deadline to 8 p.m. on Election Day. Governor Spencer Cox is likely to sign it. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, March 18th, 2025. Took a little measles quiz. As Johnny Carson used to say, I did not know that. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, Wisconsin ranks second worst in the nation, only above Alaska, when it comes to vaccination rates for measles. Get your kids immunized. That's what I say. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I only say it about 100 times a day. Time now to go to our friend and colleague. She has the fantastic Matt Nair on Air show every morning between 10 and noon preceding us, along with Greg Bach. Jane, as the song says, what does Jane say?
Hello, my friend.
How are you, Jane?
Just heading home. I am good. How about yourself?
Well, now that you're on the line with me, better. You know, it's always fun to talk.
Well, that's always good to talk to you as well. I was just thinking, Todd, when you were talking about the measles vaccine, and no, measles vaccine does not cause autism. But it also reminded me, because it's 5 years ago today that the World Health Organization declared COVID a global pandemic, and it reminded me that vaccines also do not make you magnetic. I was
really?
Promised if I got, yes, if I got the COVID-19 vaccine, I would become magnetic. That has still not happened. I'm not happy about that. I don't know what advantage it would give me were I magnetic, but I was told I would be magnetic. And I am still waiting.
That's a great point. That's a great point. You know, I thought maybe I'd be gonna have a more magnetic personality, but no, that didn't happen either. And by the way, you guys did a great job this morning, in all seriousness, you know, helping us not to forget this, what happened 5 years ago and basically the world shut down. And I thought it was so well done, you know, reading these heartfelt texts and calls from people, healthcare workers that were there. And that one nurse that you read that she just started and saw death all around her. And I thought, yeah, you know, we forget this, right? And we forget how the former and now current administration dealt with this. And it ain't good.
No, and I really believe, Todd, that we have kind of a collective amnesia about those years of the lockdown. It was traumatizing in lots of different ways. And again, nobody wants to think about that stuff. But that's why I thought it was important, at least this morning. And I called it going down COVID memory lane, mm-hmm. because we forget. We forget what happened. We forget what was said. We forget the ridiculous things that some people in that administration were suggesting that we could do in order to protect ourselves. I was working for a different radio station at the time in the news department. I did more stories trying to get people not to injure themselves by taking poison or bleach or horse dewormers and things like that, because that was some of the stuff that was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and also, by the way, for the people who promised me I was going to become magnetic, I was also told that anyone who got the COVID-19 vaccine was going to be dead within 3 years.
Right.
Bad news for you. I'm still here.
No, good news for us. Good news for us, Jane. And I also think as well, in addition to everything you just said, we also forget about all the heroes that emerged during that time. Oh. All the people that did save lives, the people who put their own lives at risk, who lived in their garages for weeks, if not months,
yes.
to protect their own family so they could go help the rest of us.
And how quickly we turned on those people mm-hmm. that we were originally applauding when they would finish their shift and dealing with freezers full of bodies because there wasn't anywhere to put them all. Even grocery store workers
yeah.
who were considered essential.
Yeah.
There were all kinds of folks like that. And then it seemed like within a year, now everyone in the healthcare became the enemy. I don't understand where that flip came.
Yeah. Well, I had an aunt that was a nurse for a number of years at St. Mary's Hospital here in Madison in the OBGYN ward. And all those folks are heroes to me because they do the jobs that most of us don't want to or can't. And they're there for us in our most vulnerable time. And God bless them.
Absolutely.
Well, Jane, I appreciate you. I know you've had Dr. Lyerly on your show before, and you guys have talked about this. I think, you know, regardless of how people vote at the ballot box, I think the important thing is trust the science, get your kids immunized, and all of us should have our vaccinations up to date, because not only does it help us, it helps others as well. It's what a small thing that we could do.
It's about all of us. It's about protecting all of us. And if you're going to get your information from anywhere, don't get it from your Facebook friend's cousin's dog walker, okay?
Really?
That's all I ask.
All right, very good.
That's all I ask.
Well, we'll adhere to that, Jane. All right, well, we appreciate you calling in, my friend, and it's always great to hear from you.
Take care, my friend.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. The wonderful and talented Jane Matinere of the Matinere On Air program every morning from 10 until noon. Sorry, I forgot the schedule for a minute. All right, we have lots of calls to get to. Stay on the line. Do not hang up, as Matt Flynn likes to say. We'll take you in order that they are received. Let's go to Dick in Madison at WMDX. You want to talk about Trump and Putin quickly?
Well, real quickly, the way he's playing this whole thing, I mean, Putin looks at him much, I think, I'm going to paraphrase Groucho Marx. If he looks like an idiot and he acts like an idiot, don't let him tell you he's not an idiot, because he's an idiot. And that's exactly how he's acting with all of this.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is completely out of control. And, I mean, he's sold out. He's just, they're going to divvy up this country to criminals.
Yeah.
And they're going to give them no security going forward.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Dick. Agree with you. 855-752-4842. Can we get one more person quickly? Ollie in the Northwoods. Less than a minute left. Ollie, I'm up against the clock. If you can make it quick, please.
Well, I just wanted to, I'm hoping Jane's still listening, because I wanted to say that I'm sorry she's not magnetic, but at least she can, I heard the other day on TV or on the radio that the doctor there said that she's golden. So she may not be
yes.
magnetic, but she's golden because she did get her measles shot and she had measles. So now she's golden.
Great call, Ollie. I'm sure Jane's still listening. Well, Pat, Jane is always golden. She is rock solid broadcasting gold. Thank you very much, Ollie. Thank you, Jane. Come on back. Stay on the line if you're there. We'll take your calls when we come back. Right now, a news, sports, and weather update. It's the Todd Allball Show. What's Worse is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the online tool includes a map showing runoff risk forecasts for the following 3 days during the summer months. The forecasts are updated by the National Weather Service 4 times per day. The Department of Natural Resources also offers services for farmers helping to identify possible alternatives to high-risk manure spreading. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to fix the leaks in their house during the Environmental Protection Agency's Fix a Leak Week. According to a press release, household leaks lead to over 1 trillion gallons of water waste across the country each year. Fixing those leaks can help homeowners save money on their water bills and prevent out-of-control leaks from damaging their floors or furniture. Tips for checking your house for leaks and fixing them can be found on the Department of Natural Resources website. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited Marshfield Medical Center in Eau Claire on Tuesday morning, speaking with local healthcare workers and residents about potential cuts to Medicaid. Attendees shared stories about their own experiences with Medicaid and how vital those services have been for them and their families, as well as their fear of what could happen if they lose access to those services. Speaking after the roundtable, Senator Baldwin called on her Republican colleagues to stand up and push back on policies that could hurt their constituents. A suspect charged in the shooting death of a Chippewa Falls man in January has entered a not guilty plea. 18-year-old Damarian Stogner of Eau Claire is facing a variety of charges, including first-degree intentional homicide and endangering safety by reckless use of a firearm. Authorities say Stogner and the victim, 21-year-old Andre Simmons Jr., had an altercation before the shooting. Stogner allegedly told authorities Simmons had the gun and dropped it during the altercation before he picked it up and shot Simmons multiple times. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy but still mild today with highs in the mid-50s. Winds become breezy tonight and rain rolls in early tomorrow morning, mixing with sleet and then over to snow by the afternoon. A winter storm watch has been issued, as 3 to 7 inches of snow is possible. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
More farm-related programs being canceled. Those affect more than $1 billion in purchasing local food from farmers for food banks.
These types of programs, it gets high-quality food to people who need it at an affordable price. It's a win-win-win, and it's just a really good investment in these rural economies.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by Minnie Timuraju, the CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All. We talk about the importance of the Supreme Court race that's heating up. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. 855-752-4842. Welcome back to the show. It's been one of those days. It's a great show, but it's just, you know, it's people have feelings. That's great. I said yes, my longtime 37-year CBS mug broke yesterday. I think it's thrown off the balance of the force a little bit.
That and daylight savings time.
Daylight savings time is still having an effect. Lots to get to this half hour. Don't go anywhere. We will get to a phone company versus cable company edition of What's Worse. Lots of phone calls. Let's get to it. If you can make it brief, please. We're up against the clock. Let's go to Andy in beautiful Denmark. Not the country of Denmark, which is fantastic, but the city of Denmark in Wisconsin, just south of Green Bay. Andy in Denmark. What do you want to talk about, Andy?
Hi, I was wondering why it seems everybody's always pointing their finger at vaccinations, and we have a big question mark with PFAS in our drinking water, and nobody's ever pointing their finger at that.
Well, I've certainly spoken about PFAS in drinking water, and that's why we have to do more to protect our drinking water. So certainly an important issue as well, and I hope that the governor and the Republican legislature can get their act together and settle on a legislation to address the PFAS in Wisconsin, but certainly important. So I appreciate you raising it. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. Tom in Madison on WMDX. Tom, thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Yeah, you bet. I was really shocked about the vaccination rate. So I'm driving to a gig right now, and I got on the phone and I called, Tammy Baldwin, Mark Pocan, Tom Tiffany, a couple other Republicans. And I was said, I got this information from Civic Media. And also Mark Pocan's staffer said, Mark Pocan's staffer was really surprised. She said, I did not know that. And she started writing stuff down and said, I will definitely forward this to Mark. And I'm just like, you know, it took me like 10 minutes to make 5 phone calls. So I hope everybody's doing that, especially before the election, because it really matters.
Great job, Tom. That's action. That's action right there, and appreciate that. I would also encourage not just our federal elected officials, but call state elected officials too, because you know the statistic I gave you from Wisconsin Department of Health Services that Wisconsin is the second worst vaccination rate for measles in the country, behind only Alaska. And again, the first line of defense I think would have a better chance of passing is contacting your state senator, your state representative, and saying, look, we need to have laws on the books in Wisconsin so it's not so easy to just opt out of vaccinations here in the state of Wisconsin. But great job, Tom. Appreciate you mentioning us. And I think Congressman Pocan's office is a great example of when you call in, you are listened to. 855-752-4842. Ted in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin, home of Harry Houdini. Ted, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Yeah. Hey, Todd. Sorry about leaving before I had planes on the tarmac moving.
It's all good. You're up there at the airport in Appleton. You're doing important stuff. What do you have for us?
With draft coming up and me being 61 and having heart issues, I was worried about this measles stuff. So I checked with my provider, and they told me to come in and get a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't remember if I had the measles or if I ever had the shot. You know, if I did, it was really young. And I'm immune. So I must have either had it or I got the vaccination back way back when.
Sure.
So a simple blood test, you can find out if you're concerned about the measles and stuff. So.
Well, that's great. I think that's fantastic. And you're right. I mean, it is a simple blood test, and better to be safe for sorry if you don't know your immunization record, but certainly all of us should know, and all of us be vaccinated against measles if at all possible. Appreciate your calling in, Ted. Appreciate your listenership up there in beautiful Appleton, Wisconsin, and have a great day at the airport up there.
You can also check your vaccination, your immunization records online. I don't remember the website.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah.
I did not know it was online.
If you look up Wisconsin immunization records, you can find it. It's pretty easy to get to.
Right. I also want to mention before I forget again that I mentioned earlier, what can we do? One of these things that we can do right now in America, in Wisconsin, is to call our legislators like Tom has done. You could also vote. V-O-T-E. That's what I was alluding to earlier. It starts with V, ends with E. V-O-T-E. Vote. We have a major election coming up here 2 weeks from today on April 1st. No fooling. Two big races on the board. Supreme Court between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. And then you've got your DPI race, Department of Public Instruction. So also a big race there. Early voting starts today. So if, as our friend Luke Mathers likes to say, have a plan to be a voter, know what you're going to do. And maybe you say, well, I might be out of town on April 1st. Maybe you do April 1st pranks on your friends. You're going to travel around. Then make a plan to be a voter. And you could do that by starting today, early voting in person across Wisconsin. You can go to myvote.wi.gov if you're not sure if you're registered or not sure where your polling place is. Remember, early voting, usually you have to go to an appointed place or to your clerk's office. In rural areas, that might mean making an appointment to go see your rural clerk. But you can vote early. In person. Starts today. And then on election day proper, polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. You can register at the polls. Don't forget, in Wisconsin, you can do same-day registration. But again, if you want to find out if you're registered and do it in advance, or find out where your local polling place is, go to myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov, and vote today. Be a voter. Lots of local races on the ballot, referendums as well, all very important. Be a voter. All right, it is 41 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. Nothing as far as actual prizes. But it is your chance to have your voice heard across the state of Wisconsin. Don't forget, happening very soon, we are going to have another great text to win contest. Details very, very soon forthcoming. You're not going to want to miss it. The only way you can participate is via the Civic Media app. You can download it today at your app store, Apple or Android device. Simply go to the app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. A cute little CM logo comes up. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It is the Civic Media app. All right. Today's edition. Timely. Timely indeed. Because a lot of people from March Madness are wanting to watch all the big games. And sometimes you say, well, you know, I don't have the larger sports package, but maybe for March Madness, I'll do it. I know other people are, you know, sometimes spring good phone deals. But it's the companies we deal with. So today, what's worse? The phone company or the cable company? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse? Phone company or cable company? I definitely have feelings on this.
I know you do.
For longtime listeners of this show, I still do not have my Charter Spectrum wars resolved yet. I'm not going to bore you with the details. Simply to say, they are still ongoing. So this is not a difficult one for me. But I know for some people, it is.
They're often the same, though, the same company. Like, you can get phone and cable through Comcast, for example.
Right. I guess even Charter Spectrum has mobile phones now, I guess.
Yep. I think you might be able to get a landline. I'm not sure.
Yeah. There's new, what, Charter Spectrum? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So you can have everything through them if you want. I wouldn't recommend it. But if you want to, sure, go ahead. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Go out to beautiful Richland Center, Richland County out there, and Whistler listening on WRCE. Whistler, phone companies or cable companies, what's worse?
I tell you what, Todd, with the situation I'm in, I get both from one company.
Really?
You so, get I like being a leader. I'm balanced. But I would have to say two separate outlets would be worse than one.
All right. So you like it all together. You like it combined, a package deal.
Yeah.
All right.
It's right there. Right there. You know.
Right.
But a deal with one company.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Whistler. Bye. Thanks so much. 855-752-4842. What's worse, the phone company or the cable company? 855-752-4842. Tom, listening in Florida, texts in, what's the phone company? That's a good, yeah, that, right? I mean, for people of a certain age, we remember when everybody had a landline. And so I think what we're talking about here more is a cell phone company. A cell phone company or a cable company.
Like your Verizon and T-Mobile versus, right. I don't know, AT&T and Comcast.
Right. Because to Tom's point, I'm sure there are people, maybe even your generation, Zombers, or a little bit younger, where it's like a lot of houses just don't have a landline anymore. Everybody has a cell phone. Did your parents have a landline yet?
Oh, yeah. I definitely made plenty of calls to my friends' houses on landlines to be like, hi, is Ben there or whatever?
Right. Yeah, my mom still has a landline. My dad and stepmom got rid of theirs. So they're kind of moving into only cellular.
I believe my parents still have a landline.
But you clearly don't call it.
Well, yeah, because I call their cell phones. I think they have some people, maybe relatives or something, who have the landline as a primary contact, so they still keep it around, but they pay like a really cheap plan because they barely use it.
Dave in New Berlin on YouTube watching says they both suck. One and the same, Todd.
I tend to agree.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian in Milwaukee listening to WAUK says both are just as bad. Cable is worse, though. They will only give you the best deals with a package and no opinion otherwise. Or no option otherwise, pardon me. Linda in Middleton listening on WMDX says, I have no trouble with my phone company, but cable is the worst. There you go. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just not even close. It's hands down. For those that weren't around or don't remember, last year, I had a bout with Spectrum over several months in which I went through 9 different cable guys. 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Until I finally got a one of the big managers here in Madison, and basically he gave up on me and wouldn't call me back. I won't even go into the details. It's a long story because it's internet and cable together. Now, I know I got mom set up. She's got their internet, but now she's on the YouTube TV. So a lot of people now they still have internet, but they're streaming their cable services.
We have that in my household.
Really? A lot of people have cut the cord, so to speak, on cable. What's worse, phone company or cable company? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Linda in Atkins or Linda, all right, watching on, Linda on Facebook says, TDS is the worst company I ever dealt with. I now have Spectrum. That's very specific. People have feelings on this. I knew they would.
The thing that I hate, whether it's intentional or not, right, cable and phone companies both lie to you constantly and then just raise the prices for no reason. And a lot of the times you can get them lowered back down, at least somewhat, by calling and hanging on the customer service line for an hour.
All right. After mom had gotten rid or was already signed up for YouTube and to cancel her Spectrum, then they gave her a package. Then they said, now we'll lower it. Well, by that time, it was just like, no, forget it. So, all right, come on back. We'll wrap things up mercifully after this. You're listening to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Offering small ship experiences with a shore excursion included in every port. And programs designed for cultural enrichment. Learn more at Viking.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our fine stations you're listening to. And then a sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, weather from our great weather team. And then the fantastic Maggie Dawn with the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by Dom Selvia, Pete Schwabba, Rick Smith, and Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio, a great lineup here at Civic Media. Zomers is safe. I don't know what's going on during the break here. The full moon was last week. I nearly lost my other CBS mug during the break. I knocked over my reusable clean canteen container that still had coffee in it. And I caught my other coffee mug before it fell off the table. What's going on, Zomers?
I don't know. Two in a row would have been catastrophic.
I mean, in the 2.5 years we've been doing this show, I've never done that. And now nearly 2 days in a row.
Yeah, it's...
There's some bad juju going on.
We're in a Twilight Zone or something.
Yeah, Zomers said we need to burn some sage, not our owner, the actual plant. I may start tomorrow's show by burning sage.
Or at least just throwing salt over your shoulder or right. Something.
Or maybe bringing the actual person sage into the studio.
Hey, can you come in here and watch and make sure right. I don't knock everything over?
Right, just chill out. Woo! Boy, howdy. What a day. What a day. I think today is a good day just to chill after the show.
I think so.
I think so, too. All right, let's get to a little this and that before we get out of here. See if I can not knock anything else over before the end of the show. By the way, thank you for all the calls on what's worse. Jack and Miramax says the cable company is worse, in my opinion. Dozens of channels are useless that you ask for whether you want them or not. I haven't had cable in years since before COVID. Didn't even get it then. Jack and Miramax.
Right. I do agree. I think cable companies are worse.
Me too. All right. Want to get to this quickly. This is from Axios. Articles about the renowned Native American code talkers have disappeared from some military websites with several broken ULRs now labeled, quote, DEI, unquote. Why it matters. From 1942 to 1945, the Navajo code talkers were instrumental in every major Marine Corps operation in the Pacific theater of World War II. They were critical to securing America's victory at Iwo Jima. Driving the news, Axios identified at least 10 articles mentioning the Code Talkers that had disappeared from the U.S. Army and Department of Defense websites as of yesterday. The Defense Department's URLs, that's basically the line that you click on to go to the website, were amended with the letters DEI, suggesting they were removed following President Trump's executive order ending federal diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Internet Archives showed the deleted Army pages were live as recently as November, with many visible until February or March of this year. None are shown with error messages until Trump took office. Asked about the missing pages, Pentagon Press Secretary John Hewlett replied in a statement, quote, "As Secretary Hegseth has said, DEI is dead at the Department of Defense. We are pleased by the rapid compliance across the department with the directive removing DEI content from all platforms," unquote. So they don't deny it.
I also saw not only the Navajo Code Talkers, but I saw that, you know, the plane that dropped the nuke, the Enola Gay?
Yes.
It has the word gay in it, so that page is gone too.
Correct.
It's the name of a plane that dropped a bomb.
Right. As well as... I believe the highest military black officer in American military to ever get the one of the prestigious medals. He's also been taken off of history in America's military. According to Axios, in both world wars, the military deployed units that used indigenous American languages to secretly transmit information in pivotal battles. Choctaw soldiers confounded German troops during World War I's deadly offensive. At Utah Beach, Comanche troops created terms that didn't exist in the language. Bombers were pregnant airplanes, tanks were turtles, and Adolf Hitler was Paso Tabu, crazy white man. Code Talkers were sent to North Africa after 16% of the tribe's Iowa population enlisted during World War II. As of yesterday, the word, I'm not going to try to pronounce it. I need Robert Pilot here. M-E-S-K-W-A-K-I no longer appeared on DOD's website. The Navajo Code Talkers rapidly and meticulously shared hundreds of messages in the complex language, often during intense battles, making them the enemies couldn't understand them and courage under fire. At Iwo Jima, six Code Talkers sent more than 800 messages with out error. They likely saved countless American and allied lives by using languages the U.S. government had tried for generations to eliminate. The Navajo Code Talkers now eliminated from Department of Defense websites and history by Donald Trump because he thinks it's woke and because he thinks it's quote-unquote DEI.
What a guy.
Yeah, so on that happy note, I think it's just another reason why we have to think to ourselves, as our friend Trigvi Olson, who will be on the show tomorrow, says, if that happened to something that you cared about, how would you feel about it? We're all in this together, whether we like it or not, friends and neighbors, and we have to start treating each other that way. Thanks for being with us. Be here tomorrow, Trivia Olson, Pat Kreitlow. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow. Maggie Dawn is next. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a former Democrat convicted of bribery, among other things, now turning to help from the president. An update on Gold Bar Bob tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a lengthy call today. Stacey Lynn reports ending the war in Ukraine dominated the discussion.
During the phone call, the White House says the two leaders agreed that negotiations to end the fighting with Ukraine will start immediately in the Middle East. The first step, they say, will be to seek a limited ceasefire on energy and infrastructure.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports it's unclear at this point if Kyiv is on board.
There is no current plan for President Trump to talk to President Zelensky, for example, about what went on today. We'll hear about whether any U.S. official is briefing the Ukrainians or if this is just going to proceed with the Ukrainians on the sideline. That would be, of course, a huge departure in how the U.S. has handled this situation during the Biden years, but that has been the point of the Trump administration to do it differently.
Trump and Putin also discussed the Middle East, according to the White House, as well as improving U.S.-Russia relations. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.